Welcome. Today we're diving into the intersection of aging and cutting-edge technology. Wearable computers for senior citizens. Specifically, we're looking at head-mounted displays.
An area with significant potential, and we have some early research to examine.
Our primary source is a research paper from the 2014 Ubiquitous Computing Conference, UbiComp for short.
UbiComp, yes.
Researchers Kunze, Hens, and Keese provided Google Glass to three older adults and observed how they used it in their daily lives.
Rather than focusing on how seniors could use this technology, they looked at how they actually used it, and this yielded some noteworthy findings.
The first thing that struck me was how these seniors defied the stereotype, you know, of technophobia.
Right.
They adapted to wearing and using Google Glass with remarkable ease.
It really underscores a crucial point. We tend to make assumptions about different age groups and their relationship with technology. Because all of the participants were already accustomed to wearing glasses, the transition to Google Glass wasn't as difficult as one might expect.
One participant even said, and I quote, "As we are already used to wear glasses, we got easily accustomed to carry glass, viewing it as a natural progression, not some significant challenge."
This finding challenges a significant perceived barrier to older adults adopting new technology, demonstrating that with proper design and approach, these tools can be inclusive and accessible regardless of age.
So they were comfortable wearing it, but what did they use it for? We might expect, you know, younger users to gravitate toward augmented reality games or social media.
And that is where the study becomes quite revealing. The seniors had different priorities, highlighting the importance of user-centered design. They gravitated toward features that serve their specific needs and interests.
Can you elaborate on these unexpected uses?
One of the most common uses was memory augmentation, taking pictures of things they wanted to remember, medication bottles to track doses, grocery lists, or items they found while shopping.
So it's almost as if they're using this technology as a tool to enhance their everyday life. It becomes, you know, an extension of human memory, a helpful aid rather than a replacement.
Precisely. And it becomes even more thought-provoking when we consider the researchers' concept of long-term capture and access. Participants envisioned using glass to document their activities and then revisit those memories years later, much like a digital life log.
Imagine being able to look back on special moments or even just everyday activities years down the line. It really challenges our perceptions of how technology can preserve and enhance our experiences as we age.
It challenges us to think about technology beyond just the immediately practical, right?
Yes, and to think about its potential for storytelling, for reminiscing, for preserving our personal history.
Exactly.
Let's move on a bit to the design elements.
Okay.
The study really emphasizes the importance of design elements that are tailored for older users.
Right.
And this goes beyond, I think, a common assumption that it's all about just increasing the font size.
Which, yes, is crucial.
Right.
But the researchers also found that contrast played a huge role in readability. They found that the light gray text used in some of the default Google Glass applications was actually quite difficult for some participants to perceive.
Which really underscores that accessibility is about ensuring that technology is equally usable, not just, you know, usable.
Precisely. It has to be a core design principle.
Yes.
Not an afterthought.
Not an add-on.
Right.
The study also looked at how seniors interacted with glass, specifically in terms of hands-free versus touch controls.
Mm.
What do they find there?
So context is really important here. The participants generally preferred hands-free voice control, particularly when their hands were occupied, like while cooking or doing housework.
Makes sense, right. Allows them to really focus on the task at hand.
But, and this is interesting, they tended to switch back to touch controls in more public settings.
Okay.
The researchers suggest that this might reflect the social aspect of technology use. You know, perhaps they felt more comfortable, less conspicuous using touch controls in public.
So it's a good reminder that technology is not just a tool, but it's also a social object mediating our interactions.
Exactly.
Now, the researchers didn't just observe how seniors were using Google Glass.
Right.
They also took it a step further.
Yes.
By brainstorming potential future applications.
Yeah.
Based on their findings, of course.
Yeah, right.
What were some of those?
So they proposed applications explicitly designed to address the needs and desires that their research uncovered. For example, an application that could provide step-by-step instructions for activities, cooking, gardening, DIY projects.
I can see that.
Eh.
Especially for those tasks that you don't do every single day.
Right.
And you might need a little guidance. What else?
Location-based reminders. Helping seniors remember to take medication, attend appointments, even find their car in a crowded parking lot.
almost like having a personal assistant integrated into everyday life.
Right. And don't forget about those digital life logging tools we were discussing earlier. Imagine software that could organize those captured memories, make them easily searchable, even shareable with family and friends.
The possibilities are really quite vast. It seems like we're really on the cusp of a technological revolution in how we approach aging. This study, I think it explored more than just the technology itself. It highlighted a crucial point, I think, about design philosophy.
It did. Instead of designing for this sort of hypothetical average user, we should be focusing on the unique needs of different demographics.
So we should be thinking about, you know, age-inclusive design. What if we tailored technology to meet the specific needs and preferences of older adults?
Imagine the opportunities. This approach could not only improve the quality of life for seniors, but it could allow us to really reimagine what technology can be.
And that really aligns, I think, with the goal of what we're trying to do here, right? We're trying to dig a little deeper, go beyond the surface, and uncover the unexpected ways that technology is shaping our world.
This study is a perfect example of that, I think. Gives us a glimpse into a future of wearable technology where these devices aren't seen as novelties, but as, you know, essential tools that enhance our lives as we age.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. This research was from 2014, almost a decade ago. Think about how much progress has been made since then, and perhaps more importantly, the possibilities that still lie ahead.
What new innovations await us in the coming decade? How will wearable technology continue to evolve to meet the needs of a growing elderly population?
Those are certainly questions worth pondering. I encourage you to explore this topic further on your own. And perhaps in the not-too-distant future, we'll revisit this topic and examine the progress that has been made. Until then, happy exploring.